Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. What the beef industry's learned about how to do social media in just a moment.
This is Daryl Holiday. Sometimes instant gratification is a good thing, especially when the subject's your low pH soil. You need your ag lime to go to work instantly. Pelletized lime from MK Minerals does just that. We grind it into a fine powder, then granulate it. So like an IV for your soil, Pell Lime from MK Minerals is that instant shot of what your winter wheat needs this fall. Your fertilizer dealer knows about this. Ask him or find out more at MKMinerals.com.
Don't just settle for okay. Get MK. MK Minerals.
It's the 32nd Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup, August 26th and 27th, at the Lazy E Arena. The Range Roundup is cowboys helping kids, as once again in 2016, the OCA has designated the Children's Miracle Network as their charity. The Range Roundup will feature 12 of the most historic ranches in Oklahoma, each with a half dozen cowboys competing in six great events. Two nights of action, August 26th, 27th. Reserve your tickets by going to www.lazye.com. OCA's Range Roundup at the Lazy E. The U.S. beef industry has got a couple of years under its belt now of utilizing digital media to promote beef to today's consumer, especially to millennials. And according to Meredith Stevens of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, they've learned quite a bit about how to best approach the use of social media most effectively. And she says at the top of the list of the things that the industry has learned up to this point, lots of folks like to Google it.
So search advertising is one of the most cost-effective ways for the checkoff to reach consumers. We know that it's a huge majority of what they're actually doing online. Search advertising actually contributes to 84% of the Beef It's What's for Dinner page views. So we're targeting the right consumers and we're getting them the right information. We're also able to help BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com rise to the top of search results because we know consumers aren't clicking to that next page. So we have got to make sure that when consumers are looking for information, beef content is there. The other thing is that engagement is key. Social media in general is a really nice platform, but it's even more important because consumers are now sharing more and more online. And so we want to make sure that we're having that two-way dialogue with them so that beef is always top of mind to them.
And just sharing, I think, would be a very important part of what you're talking about then.
Absolutely. And that's also what we've got to measure that. Because if we push out content and we put that out there on social media and nobody's engaging with it, if nobody's sharing it or commenting on it or even liking it, we know we're missing a mark there. So we need to continuously review in real time those analytics and then also optimize that content so it's the right message to the right audience at the right time.
Being relevant, I would think, on the social media platforms, that's very important. You've got to say kind of with the type of information, the type of content that millennial really wants, right?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So a couple years ago, we did a content search analysis. Basically, what we did is we were able to look at all of the top keywords that people are using on Google and throughout the year. And what we were able to discover is when consumers are actually searching for different keywords and then find that opportunity for beef and the checkoff content to be able to play into that space. So one of the ahas, as an example, was that the top keyword when it came to a cooking method was slow cooker, which we didn't really have that many recipes at the time that was dealing with slow cooker. So what we've done is we started to create videos and other content that show how you take a roast as an ingredient, put it in a slow cooker, and then you have three ways to make different shredded beef tacos.
So bottom line, you're able to actually discover things about consumers as you study them through the digital media.
Absolutely. It's a critical part of it, and it's even more important that it be real time, because if we're not continuously optimizing our content, we're going to be less and less effective and less relevant.
So where are we going as far as to stay optimized?
So yes, absolutely. So roast as an ingredient will be an important part of our strategy. Also, something like the protein challenge, which is something we launched last year, helping consumers understand the benefit of protein, especially with beef, 25 to 30 grams each meal throughout the day gives them that optimal performance. So helping them think about beef in new and different ways as a way to kind of meet the demands of their day, but also all the great nutrients that beef provides, like protein and even iron and zinc.
Targeting the right consumer, getting them the right information, the key, according to Meredith Stevens on the Beef Checkoff's digital marketing efforts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, it's the big event from Express Ranches out of Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 19th and Saturday, August 20th. 1 o'clock sale time on Friday afternoon. Saturday morning, the big event starts at 11 a.m. You can bid live both days on Rural TV, Dish Satellite 232, or on liveauctions.tv, or you can go and be a part of the festivities live at the sale itself in Yukon. For details, go to the Express Ranches website, www.expressranches.com. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.